The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Some Greeks who had come to worship at the Passover feast came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew, and then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me. I am troubled now, yet what should I say? Father, save me from this hour. But it was for this purpose that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." The crowd there heard it and said it was thunder, but others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered and said, "This voice did not come for my sake, but for yours. Now is the time of judgment on this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself." He said this, indicating the kind of death he would die. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So the Greeks want to see Jesus.
So do all of us.
And they want to see God, that's why. So how exactly do you see God who is invisible? Well, Jesus just told us.
Glory. Glory. So what exactly does that mean, glory?
Contrast. When you have great contrast, you see something great. The rose gets to bask in its glory when it's surrounded by the thorns.
The Israelites, they ate and they drank and they were so happy because the reason why is because they're in a desert where there's no food. It was a death zone.
And when Jesus cured the man who was born blind, that moment, it was an awe. For the first time in his entire life, color and light and depth and height filled his body. Contrast.
So I went to visit my mother, and when I saw her in the nursing home years ago, when she was alive, she was sad. And the reason why she was sad is because it was a week before Christmas, and she loves the Christmas season, and she's in a nursing home. So I went to the nurse's station, and I asked her, "Can I take my mother shopping?" She said, "Yeah, just sign her out." So I put the wheelchair in the trunk, and off we went. And as we started out, it started snowing heavy. It was a blizzard. Naturally, the traffic was a crawl. It took us an hour to get to the mall. When I got to the mall, I discovered to my horror that Kohl's department store was having a 50% off sale. So I had to park at the other zip code. When I finally got inside the mall with my mother, it was just crowds and long lines. You know, when I thought to myself, what a disaster this was. When I got back to the nursing home, my mother said to me, "Oh, Peter, I had such a nice day today." I was kind of, how is that possible? I'll tell you how. Because my mother wasn't looking at the thorns. She was looking at the rose. No, she was out of the nursing home. She was shopping in a mall with her son.
Can you see God in the hard times? Contrast. I was called to the hospital. It was a young man had a serious accident. When I got to the room, it was filled with people. And no one said a word. It was just complete silence. Now, that's typical of my experience of going into a young person's room because the grief sometimes is so deep that people don't talk. So I broke the silence. And I said, well, when was the last time you got to talk to your loved one? And they said, he's been in a coma for 4 days. So I explained the anointing, and then I reached my hand on his forehead, and I blessed him with the oil on his forehead. When I did that, the moment I did that, he opened his eyes, and he looked at me. And he looked like he was seeing the angel of death. Why is a priest hovering over my body? So I immediately said to him, that the common spirit says, I think this is one of your family members wants to talk to you. The mother came over and gave me a big hug, and she says, oh, God sent you here to save my son. And there were others in the room that were just so elated and just delighted that God came to them. And others in the room were cold as a stone. It was a funny thing, because when I entered the room, I didn't know one person, not one. When I walked out of there 5 minutes later, I could tell you exactly the people who believed and who didn't believe, the people who had faith and the people who did not have faith. I could tell you the people who saw God and the ones who did not. You know, when Jesus died on the cross, and that's what he's talking about in the gospel today, God's going to be revealed. Some people will see God. Some will not. You know, in life, when there's difficulties, the trials, and hardships, will we look like the believers or the non-believers? The ones who do not see God are the ones in those moments who see God. That's how the Greeks are going to see Jesus.